This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
Now, who can that be? Come in.
Pardon me for disturbing you, Mr. Benny, but may I have your autograph?
Certainly, certainly. Who shall I make it out to?
Bob Feller.
Bob Feller! Bob Feller, it's certainly a pleasure having you drop in to see me.
Well, Jack, when I saw your name in front of the theater, I just couldn't walk right on by like everybody else.
Oh, you mean you bought a ticket and saw my stage show?
I sure did, Jack. I thought you saw me. When you took a bow, you know, you knocked a bag of popcorn out of my hand with your eyelashes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let me wipe the chicken fat off your sleeve. Well, Bob, you're still with the Cleveland Indians, aren't you?
Yes, this is my 12th season, Jack.
And you're a pitcher, isn't that right?
That's what it says in my book.
Well, yeah. You wrote a book, didn't you? How to Become a Pitcher. I read it.
You know, maybe I should.
No. Not after that game today. Not after that game today. Oh, that's pretty good. You must have brought your own writer, too.
Hey, Jackson, how do you expect anybody to get any sleep around here?
Oh, Phil, come on in. I want you to meet Bob Feller, pitcher for the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, hiya, Bob.
Hiya, Phil. Say, Phil, you're a pitcher, too, aren't you?
Me a pitcher? No, I'm a musician. Didn't you see me leading the band?
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Certainly.
Gee, I wish I could do that.
Why?
And with a wind-up like that, there'd be no one that could hold me.
You're not kidding. And say, Bob, I meant to tell you, I like that nice stadium you have here in Cleveland. Have you seen it, Phil?
Yeah, it's a wonderful ballpark, and right on the edge of Lake Erie. I saw a game the other day, and... Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of something. The other day when you were playing Boston, you only had 8 men.
No, we had 9.
No, I counted everyone on the diamond, and there were only 8.
Oh, you could only see 8. When Ted Williams is up, we put the left fielder in a canoe.
That'll teach you to ask questions. Now, don't...
Well, Jack!
I'm here, Don.
Well, Jack, I've got the quartet with me, and don't you think...
Wait a minute, Don. First, I want you to meet Bob Feller.
Hello, Don.
Well, I'm certainly glad to know you, Bob, and I'm particularly glad you're here because the quartet's going to do a number dedicated to the Cleveland Indians.
Say, that'll be swell. And, Don... Hey, wait a minute, Don. Why is your coat so wrinkled?
Well, I was at the ball game Friday night. It rained, and they used my coat to cover the infield.
Oh, yes, I read about that. One of the ground crew got lost in your pocket. Well, Don, where's the quartet for the commercial?
In my other pocket.
Oh. Well, bring them out. Oh, hello, fellas. Don't mind that, Bob. I have to pay them extra if they talk, you know. All right, sportsmen, we haven't got much time, so let's hear the number.
Okay, hit it, boys.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me a package of Lucky Strikes. That's the cigarette everyone likes. So let's puff, puff, puff on a Lucky. Just remember the name.
For it's
1, 2, 3 Lucky Strikes at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Young Bobby Feller, he pitched today. They made 2 home runs, but he won anyway. So let's run, run, run for a Lucky. When they're put out, it's a shame.
For it's
1, 2, 3 Lucky Strikes at the old ball game.
Wait a minute, boys, wait a minute. Boys, don't dance, not in front of me. Boys, stop dancing. Wait a minute, fella. Wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. Wait a minute! Don, I'm so embarrassed in front of Bob Feller. Why is it every time we...
Oh, Jack, Marilyn and I would like to know...
Oh, come in, girls. I want you to meet Bob Feller. Bob, I want you to meet...
Bob, why are you staring at the girls like that?
Well, if I had half the curves they've got, I could have beaten Boston.
Very good, Bob. Very good. Bob, this is Mary Livingston, and this is Marilyn Maxwell.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, say, Mary.
Yes, Bob?
I feel as though I know you because I met your mother about 2 years ago.
My mother? Really?
Yeah, she pitched against me in Plainfield.
That's funny. I thought she was in the National League.
You're both wrong. Her arm went bad. She's wrestling now.
All right. Well, Bob, we'll be going on stage in a few minutes. Why don't you wait until after the next show and we'll all go out to dinner?
I'd love to, Jack. Do you mind if I call my wife?
Not at all.
Which reminds me, Jack, you ought to know my wife. She comes from Waukegan.
She does? I didn't know you married a girl from Waukegan.
Oh, sure. Her name was Miss Winther.
Winther. Oh, I not only know her, I used to take her out, Marcella Winther.
No, that's her mother. My wife's name is Virginia.
Let me see, her mother. But it can't be. I remember carrying her books to school. She had long blonde curls.
Yes, with a little freckle on her right cheek.
Yes.
Well, that was her father.
Now cut that off. Say, Bob, I'd like to ask you a question. Isn't there some guy from radio and movies, some fella that's part owner of the Cleveland Indians?
Yes, there is.
Well, you know, I own the Waukegan Bloomer Girls, and I was just wondering if... Well, look who's here.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, back in his hometown of Cleveland to watch the Indians play Hope. Telling you all, if you use Pepsodent like the baseball players do, you will be keeping Bob, feller. He did it today.
At least say hello to me or
please,
something.
Please. Well, here I am. I saw both games today. What a team here. You know, they don't have big league baseball in Hollywood, and I'll tell you why. It's tough sliding into second base with a bare midriff.
Bob, this happens to be my
Nothing
program.
Nothing for the tailor, please.
Well, it's a cinch we'll be cut off the air today.
Oh, but it's great being home again. All my relatives met me at the station yesterday, and I was really touched. I have a lot of relatives here in Ohio. I have one brother doing fine in Canton, another doing five at Columbus.
Bob, will you wait a minute?
Please. Who is this, a house detective? Please.
Hey, you know, you might as well quit. You're not getting paid for this. You know.
Don't ruin our finished gag, will you, please? But my relatives met me yesterday morning with a big brass band. That is, I thought it was a big brass band. It turned out to be a lot of spittoons going to the Republican convention. And it was different when I lived here years ago. This time, the cops drove me from the station. Of course, the city has changed quite a bit. I can remember a lot of little things about this town. I can't seem to get them on the phone, though.
I might as well go home.
Come on. What is that? Something left over from the Eagles convention? What is that? I went out to my old grammar school yesterday, Fairmont Junior High, and there was the same old desk, the same old inkwell, same old shaving kit. I want to tell you, it was thrilling. What memories that brought back. I'll never forget second grade where I met my first girl. She was 7, I was 18. And I was so proud. On my desk, they have a plaque. It says, Bob Hope slept here. And today I went back and saw the house where I used to live. Boy, what a tough neighborhood. It was so tough the freight trains used to tiptoe past. But it was wonderful. I'll never forget when I left home to go on the road, Father said I would go a long way. In fact, he nailed the door of the Bucks boxcar. He did. Yes, he did. thought I'd go a long way. In fact, he nailed the door of the box.
I know, we heard it. We know
sure.
the joke. We know the joke. Look,
that's where you could have come in, you know.
Now, what are you doing? I want to know, what are you doing here?
I'm getting laughs. What are you doing here?
And hey, Bob, here's one of your boys, Bob Feller.
One of our boys. That's an annuity, Jack, this boy. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Two Bobs. That'll get you a warm beer in England. Thanks for letting me have that one joke.
I have a line you gave me, which is no good. It says it didn't get you anything here, which you got a lot of.
Let me ask you something. What are you really doing here in Cleveland?
Well, I came here to watch out for my interests. I found out you were playing here, and this is my hometown, you know.
Well, what about it?
Well, how much money have you taken in at the Palace Theater already?
Well, so far, about $34,000.
Well, give me half or I'll sue you. I don't muscle into Waukegan, you know.
What do you tell? I'm playing this whole circuit. Last week in Detroit, I took in $93,267.43.
And a Hoover button.
How do you know?
I ain't spending any Dewey buttons to see you.
You know, Bob, you're cheaper than Fred Allen, and he's almost as cheap as I am. I'm telling you.